Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, November 20th. Tesla has suffered from a worldwide app server outage, resulting in owners not being able to connect to their cars. The Tesla mobile app is an important part of Tesla ownership, since it allows users to unlock, start, and charge Tesla vehicles, along with other less critical controls. Electrek received several reports from owners on the issue late on Friday afternoon, and all Tesla owners on Electrek staff couldn't connect their cars as well. By 6:30 p.m. that day, functionality had returned to most users. While the outage didn't cause serious harm that we know of, it does point to a weak spot within the system. Tesla is famous for inviting hackers to win prizes in structured competitions trying to hack into vehicles, so perhaps the app will be the next target for an event. Tesla has deployed a new supercharger station in Alaska. It's the first one in the state. The station is located in Soldotna, which is about 150 miles from Anchorage, the biggest population center. Earlier this summer, we reported on how Tesla is gearing up for a giant supercharger expansion ahead of opening up the network to other EVs. Tesla will be receiving some funding from the federal government as part of the requirements they have to open it up to other automakers. Last month, Tesla announced the plans to triple the size of their supercharger network within 2 years. Dan Ives from Wedbush, one of the top 10 ranked stock analysts in the world, has increased his price target on Tesla stock. He believes the automaker will take a significant part of the growing EV market. He wrote in a new note to clients, quote, "We believe there is $5 trillion of EV auto market dollars up for grabs, with Tesla likely to own $2.5 trillion of this pie. We estimate China is worth $400 per share to the Tesla story for 2022, and raising our price target from $1,100 to $1,400 with our bull case $1,800. In the short term, Ives is betting on China being a critical part of Tesla's growth, with 40% of the automaker's deliveries in 2022. He also estimates that the current supply chain issues are affecting Tesla's production of Model 3 and Model Y vehicles by only about 15%. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the $1.9 trillion Build Back Better legislation. The bill, which includes robust changes to the federal tax credits for EVs, will now face the Senate, where two vital Democrats have already shared that they are undecided. The electric vehicle portion of the bill has a mixed reception from the community. While the headline tax incentive is $12,500, it applies in full to electric vehicles with battery packs produced in the U.S. and also in a factory operated by unionized workers. The bill overtly carves out a disadvantage for Tesla and a lesser disadvantage for foreign-made battery suppliers. For quite some time, Tesla buyers did not have access to the current tax incentive, and while Tesla currently has a backorder of vehicles for 6 months to over a year, it may be that the other automakers need all the help they can get. Ford has announced that they plan to double their electric vehicle capacity from 2023 to 600,000 electric vehicles per year. They have declared their intent to be the biggest EV maker in the world, with a big increase in production over the next few years. Ford CEO Jim Farley said on Twitter, quote, "We're approaching it like we did building ventilators and PPE for COVID. Whatever it takes, find a way. And it's working. We are now expecting to produce 600,000 electric vehicles per year globally by the end of 2023, two times our original plan. And that's before Blue Oval City and other EV sites coming online." Now, this is indeed an ambitious goal, considering they have only two EVs in production at the moment. Even meeting their numerical goal, this would still put them in the number two slot behind Tesla. Farley says, quote, "We aim to become the second biggest EV producer within the next couple years. Then, as the huge EV investments we're making in EV battery manufacturing come on stream and we rapidly expand our EV lineup, our ambition is for Ford to become the biggest EV maker in the world." General Motors announced that it is starting to roll out new software updates for the Chevy Bolt EV as part of its recall due to battery risking fire. It will limit the state of charge to 80%, but it will also remove other restriction advisories, such as parking inside garages. For months, we've been reporting on the mounting pressure to have GM recall the Bolt EV after several of the cars caught fire, and they did. They halted production and recalled all units, including brand new ones on dealer lots, although many of them are still in the hands of owners while battery supply is being secured. General Motors told Electrek that their research points to this solution mitigating the fire risk while giving owners a more normal experience until they can replace the battery modules. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.